Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the greenbacks
tumble. Welcome back to USAprepares.com, everyone. This is Rich Sheban broadcasting from Montana. I'm with Dr. Norm Schilly, and this is our number two, last hour of the broadcast. Dr. Schilly, do you recall the question regarding the cancer diagnosis right before the break? I don't know if the
music... Oh, yes, of course. There is no circumstance under which I would allow in my own body chemotherapy or radiation for any cancer whatsoever. From the beginning of chemotherapy, I have stated, I don't mind dying. I don't want to be poisoned to death.
Okay, well, that makes it very clear. I mean, there's no subtext or or other questions I can really ask about that, which I was prepared to do, but it seems like you're very adamant about that choice. And so how come, Dr. Schilly, so many people decide to get chemo and radiation? Is it because they're ill-informed? Has their doctor sold out?
They're not actually told that the actual life extension proof is a few months average. In other words, some people die sooner. Very few live a lot longer. And there are occasional exceptions, of course. But average, it's a waste of time, energy, and money.
You know, I know people personally who have lived 15, 20 years with cancer, and they basically just changed their diet, you know, somewhat. They started eating organic foods. They laid off alcohol, laid off sugar, things of that nature. I think just a little bit of common sense that we can't be rowdy all of our years in our life, you know. And speaking of food, Dr. Schilly, regarding culture, traditional culture, I'll use the Mediterranean diet as one example. Are there any other diets, and including the Mediterranean diet, which, in your opinion, is probably the best for overall health?
Well, there's no question the Mediterranean diet is one of the best. Now, one of the emphases, in my opinion, in the Mediterranean diet is that the animal protein they prefer is fish. There's no question that overall fish is a better quality protein. But that doesn't mean all animal protein is not good. It just means fish is the top of the list. And, of course, they emphasize lots of herbs and lots of vegetables.
Right. Now, regarding overall health, regarding obesity, regarding your immune system, do you feel that it's necessary for people to drink more water? And I see a lot of, and there's a little sub-question in there, too, because so many, especially today's kids, are drinking sugary or artificially sweetened drinks, probably by the majority. And I'm just wondering what your opinion is, Dr. Schilly, regarding hydration overall.
Well, it's low. One should drink, if you weigh 150 pounds, you should drink half that much in ounces of water, that is 75 ounces. But if it's city water, you're drinking poison in most cities, if it's fluoridated. So, you know, it doesn't pay to drink an adequate amount of city water. It must not be fluoridated.
I totally agree with that. Now, speaking of food, since we were kind of going back and forth on that, tell me, in your opinion, Dr. Schilly, the benefits of fermented foods like a sauerkraut, and what are some other examples, and what are those specific benefits, Dr. Schilly?
Well, the fermented foods are all, to my knowledge, excellent. Sauerkraut is one of those. But you can ferment all kinds of things, from basil to lettuce and spinach and cabbage of all kinds, et cetera, and broccoli, and I mean, on and on it goes. And, of course, there's fermented milk, if you will, and fermented other things like kefir and kombucha. All of these have extra probiotics that are good for you.
Someone just turned me on to kefir just a few months ago in a health food store. It's basically like drinking yogurt is what it really boils down to.
Exactly, and I make my own. Once you've got a culture, if you take care of it, you can keep, you know, when you get down to about 2 cups left in a half-a-gallon jar, start it over again with fresh milk.
Now, is there a way that you could accurately and quickly give a recipe for that on the air, Dr. Shilley, or do you have to...
Well, you know, if you buy plain yogurt, a plain kefir at a health food store and keep, it usually comes in a quart size. So if it's a quart size, my first batch, I'll pour a whole quart into a half gallon jar and fill the rest with plain whole milk, or I use dry powder milk and water, and let it sit at preferably about 75 degree temperature for 24 hours, and you've got a whole now two quarts of fresh kefir. Put it in the fridge, and if you drink a glass a day, when it gets down to about a pint left in the jar, start over again. That's the way I keep it going.
Now, Dr. Shilley, do you feel that there's a benefit, especially the people who might not have certain discipline, if they want to get healthier, they want to lose some body fat? What's your opinion, in your professional opinion and experience, regarding fasting?
You know, I'm not a big faster. 12 hours is a fast for me. I don't like going for days. My body has never, since I was quite young, like that. If you are truly fat, maybe you can fast for a week at a time. But be sure to drink plenty of real water. I think it's better to cut out all carbohydrates, essentially. You don't need carbohydrates. You can make all the glucose you need out of fat or protein. So concentrate on quality protein. And my favorite, if you're not allergic to milk, the best, in my opinion, is whey protein powder. And the best in the animal, in the plant family, is actually hemp powder. It's a very high quality protein. It's much better than any other vegetable powder. Those are the places to get your protein, other than fish and a modest amount of regular meat.
You mentioned hemp. I was going to, believe it or not, I have my next question right in front of me here, and that was your opinion on cannabis products. Like, it could be CBD oil, it could be anything in that family. What's your overall opinion?
I don't like medical marijuana personally. To me, marijuana, full, you know, regular THC marijuana, is damaging to the brain long term. I believe you should produce your own anandamide. That's the normal cannabinoid made in the brain itself, and I'm working on that and have for years. But as far as the THC-free cannabinoid oil, I consider it good.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. Now, the next question is, I am not an endocrinologist. I'm not a physician. I'm not a diagnostician. But I'm reading a lot more about dangers of and overall situations of what they're calling fatty liver. Can you explain to people what that means, the symptoms, and how dangerous that could be, or if this is overrated, Dr. Shilley?
Well, no, fatty liver is the result of bad habits overall. It could be from smoking, it could be from alcohol, it could be from inadequate intakes of essential nutrients, even like chromium and vanadium. which are absolutely essential for your pancreas, etc., it means that you have eaten too much junk food. Now, what is junk food? Well, it's artificially changed anything. It is 90% of anything fat, if not greater, at a fast food restaurant. It is all the food on the center aisles in the grocery stores, except maybe fruit juices that have not had sugar added to them. I don't buy anything off the center aisles except bleach and stuff like that.
All right. Now, you mentioned the pancreas. I'm also reading a lot more diagnosis of pancreatitis and pancreas cancer. What are some symptoms, early symptoms, of these things that are happening, and how can people avoid getting pancreatitis or pancreatic cancer, which is probably one of the most deadly forms of cancer, Dr. Shilley?
Well, it is that, and I can't tell you unequivocally, but I know that you must have adequate chromium in order to have your pancreas function adequately, and a little bit of vanadium at least. And if you eat a lot of carbohydrates, you're going to damage your pancreas. The pancreas can only handle so much. So the higher the percentage of carbohydrate in your diet, the greater the risk to your liver and your pancreas. Now, what is a lot? Well, to me, I would not like to take in more than maybe 150 grams, if that, of any kind of carbohydrate a day.
So what would be some symptoms, Dr. Shilley, of early pancreatitis or pancreas cancer symptoms? What should people be looking for? Certain pains in certain parts of the body? Like, I know pain can also be transient, but I hear people sometimes complain about pain right in the middle of their gut underneath their sternum. Some people complain about pain underneath their left rib. Some people complain about pain underneath their right rib. I've also heard that or read that pancreatic cancer, if your stool is on the yellow side, that could be a pre-symptom to pancreatic cancer. What are some of those symptoms and warning signs, Dr. Shilley?
Well, I would say gaseousness, belching, and other things like that, indigestion symptoms, GERD, all of those are evidence that the digestive system is not working well. Now, then it can go into constipation versus diarrhea. It's things are not right in the digestive system. That it can go on for months and months before it becomes more serious, or it can happen very rapidly sometimes.
Is there any besides alcohol consumption, besides carbohydrate consumption, what else can people do to make sure those reoccurring symptoms don't happen? And maybe is it possible to avoid pancreatitis or pancreas cancer if you change your lifestyle?
Well, I think it probably is. I mean, you know, even though it is a common, reasonably common kind of cancer, it's not the most common cancer in anybody or any group of people. I think the most important thing is to eat a balanced diet with lots and lots of veggies, small amounts of fruits, and very low carbohydrate.
Okay, we'll be right back with Dr. Shilley after the break.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. and lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and I am with Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, I try to give as much variety of questions for me and you, and especially our listeners, so they can get as much information as possible. Now, you mentioned GERD a moment ago regarding home remedies for heartburn, something that's not synthetic pharmacological drugs. What do you recommend in that behavior realm to change heartburn for the positive?
Apple cider vinegar, limonene, L-I-M-O-N-E-N-E, and peppermint. Those three are by far the best.
And for apple cider vinegar, how much of a dose and how often should they take it and when part of the day?
Well, a tablespoon first thing in the morning and a tablespoon maybe near the evening is probably adequate for apple cider vinegar. The limonene, up to 2,000 milligrams once or twice a day. And the peppermint gel, I like the little capsules. I don't know how many milligrams they are, but they come in tiny little capsules, two a day.
So how let's say you're taking apple cider vinegar. I think a lot of people are very familiar with that. And you took a BID, like you suggest, a tablespoon at a time. How would you take it when your symptoms are getting worse, or do you take it every day for the rest of your life after you're initially diagnosed with GERD or heartburn?
It's probably wise to continue taking it indefinitely, yes. Can't hurt you.
Does it have other municipal other benefits that are, your health?
It does help your immune system, so I think that's its greatest side benefit.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. I'm also reading a lot about, and we've talked about this, about the microwave oven effect, living near cell sites, having all this electromagnetic radiation from your cell phone to your Wi-Fi to 4 and 5G, especially 5G, and all the levels of radiation that people are exposed to. Is there anything besides leaving urban suburban America, is there anything else that people can do to try to make their life a little more healthy regarding these electromagnetic tools, radiation tools?
To be quite honest, you couldn't pay me to live in a city of any size. Now, I have to work in a city. That's as long as I want to be in a city, 7 or 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. But otherwise, you couldn't pay me any amount of money to live in a city. Now, if I could, I might wrap my house in a total copper sheets around the entire house except for the windows and ground it all to the ground. That would help, but it'd be pretty expensive.
Yeah, it would. Be a lot cheaper moving to the country, I guess.
Exactly.
Regarding so many of us drink coffee, and it's let's face it, the main purpose is that it's a legal stimulant. And I want to ask you, do you drink coffee, and what do you recommend to other people to get similar benefits, Dr. Shilley?
Well, 1 to 2 cups a day seems to me to be actually good for the average person and non-harmful. And when it gets to 4 or more, that begins to be, I think, a stimulus for heart disease and pancreas problems. But if you don't get what you need out of 2 cups of regular coffee, now, I also like something called Gano, G-A-N-O coffee. It actually has reishi mushroom in it and gives you some immune boost as well. But the others are NADH, acetyl L-carnitine, and, NAC, N-acetyl carnitine, acetyl L-carnitine, and NADH. Those are natural and seem to be safe stimulants.
Okay. Well, Dr. Shilley, we will be back after the bottom of the hour break. We certainly appreciate your expertise, and I have some more questions to ask you when we get back. We appreciate everybody being here, and we'll see you on the other side.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Republican lawmakers say President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package is too much of a burden on the American taxpayer. So they will meet with the president on Monday to discuss a package that will cost about one-third of the money. Senator Bill Cassidy, the Republican from Louisiana on Fox Sunday, says the focus should be around COVID relief to keep costs down.
We're targeted to the needs of the American people, treating our tax dollars as if there are tax dollars, not just money to spend, and putting it where we need to come out of the pandemic.
Democrat leaders, including Bernie Sanders, says they don't need Republicans to get the more expensive package passed through sometime this week. Former President Trump announced Sunday two new attorneys that will lead his impeachment defense team. David Schoen, a criminal defense attorney who works in Alabama and New York, and Bruce Castor Jr., a former district attorney in Pennsylvania. Trump's old lawyers walked after being told to include voter fraud information in the proceedings. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Planes, trains, automobiles, and masks. A new federal mandate kicks in Monday. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott explains.
Masks will be required to be worn at transportation hubs on planes and all forms of public transportation. The CDC issued the order late Friday following an executive order signed by the president the week prior.
If we do this as Americans, the experts say by wearing a mask from now until April, we save more than 50,000 lives.
The CDC says people must wear masks that completely cover both the mouth and nose while awaiting, boarding, disembarking, or traveling on airplanes, ships, ferries, trains, subways, buses, taxis, and rideshares as they are traveling into, within, or out of the United States and U.S. territories. The Department of Homeland Security says TSA workers now have the authority to enforce President Biden's mask mandate at TSA screening checkpoints and throughout the commercial and public transportation system. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Major League Baseball is balking at the upcoming baseball season.
Major League Baseball has proposed delaying the beginning of the 2021 season, shortening it to 154 games. The league delivered the proposal to its players' union over the weekend, though the union has not released an official response. Besides fewer games, the league's proposal includes pushing opening day back a month to April 28th, but would also pay players their full salaries if the full season is completed. Spring training is currently scheduled to begin in a few weeks, with pitchers and catchers reporting around February 17th. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
cheetah? You've got your
take my
when you go
to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, and I am interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. Dr. Shealy, we talked about the pancreas, we talked about the gut, we talked about liver a little bit today. And I mentioned, I want you to talk specifically about symptoms, and I know this is kind of a broad question, but I want to talk about when people see a lot of people get pain in their torso. And it could be transient, but sometimes it's on the left side under the ribs, it's on the right side under the ribs, it's in the middle. Like, for example, sometimes when people get pain in the middle under their sternum, it's usually a gallbladder. Can you start with the left side of the torso in the gut area and explain what those symptoms mean? Not to necessarily say this is an absolute diagnosis, but what they should be concerned about if it's left under the ribs. Then we're going to start with right pain under the ribs and then in the middle of the torso gut area. Can you start with the left under the ribs first, Dr. Shealy?
Well, that could be the spleen, although that's not terribly common. But the pancreas could be also left under the, left ribs. Or it could be the colon. Or even, of course, the small intestine. So, I mean, there is an overlap. All of these things are irritations of certain things. So anything physically in that area, so it could be spleen, pancreas, small intestine, or colon on the left side. On the right side, it's going to be primarily right colon, liver or gallbladder, or, again, could be possibly small intestine. And in the middle, now you got to talk about the stomach. Even a peptic ulcer, of course, can do it, or pancreas. And again, even the colon, it goes across there, and the small intestine. So you've got all these organs that exist in all parts of the abdomen.
Okay. Would you say that, you know, when you have a patient that comes to you and they say, I have pain in my gut or my torso, is one of your first follow-up questions to say exactly where it is?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, I want to feel it. Press on it and find out whether it's tender.
Right. Okay. Regarding things like, you know, let's say, because you're a general practitioner, you're a family doctor, so you've seen probably, I hate to use the term everything, but in all the years of practice, I bet it's pretty darn close to everything. So regarding dermatology, regarding melanoma, regarding things of that nature, do you feel, or sometimes I hear a lot of people who are paranoid about suspicious moles. Oh, I got to get it cut off. Oh, I got to get a biopsy. Oh, it could be cancer. I mean, what percentage of people who have suspicious moles, what percentage of them are actually malignant tumors, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I can't answer that because moles occur in all kinds of sizes, shapes, and colors even. If it's black and it was brown and it turns black, that is a worry about a melanoma. Other than that, moles can be pretty benign, and warts as well. And I actually, unless they look black already, I often treat them with a small, even Band-Aid and castor oil over it. Castor oil can help a benign mole go away.
Mm-hmm. Now, regarding, we've talked significantly, which we typically do, Dr. Shealy, about vaccines. You know, when you say, you heard me mention the article about the UK government admitting that vaccines are pointless and offer zero protection. You've heard me mention certain countries like Australia and France backing away from this regimen. Even Merck says that these vaccines do not work for several reasons, and of course because of the mutations. But in your particular years of experience, Dr. Shealy, when you see pharmaceutical companies and countries backing off of certain therapies, do you think has it been mostly because of litigious reasons, plausible deniability? I mean, why do you think that it looks like the trend is to back off from these vaccines, Dr. Shealy?
Well, I hope it's common sense and science. But I can't tell you. I don't know whether there's lawsuits involved. But, for instance, it has been unequivocally reported in several countries already that death, even in the first few weeks of giving the vaccine, is increased. And that should be enough in itself to have a country back off.
You know, I think there's so much information coming out, like that Steve Hilton. He basically said that Dr. Fauci's Institute commissioned research that produced this COVID-19 virus, even after the Obama administration banned the funding of the controversial research. So do you think there's some people like the Faucis, like the Gates, like, you know, all these people who are involved so deep, they have to keep the game, the hoax, whatever word you want to use, going? I mean, do you ever, in your experience of 60 years of practice, have you ever seen this kind of behavior, Dr. Shilley?
No, but the evil empire had been at it since the 1700s. The evil empire is the Committee of 300. And the Committee of 300 was started under the King of England back in the 1700s with the goal of owning and controlling the world. And the evidence for that is absolutely overwhelming. And their goal today is to reduce the population of the world by 90%, with about 98% of those 90% being slaves to the other 2% running the world. That's the actual goal. If you want to find out more about it, read The Committee of 300 by John Coleman.
Yeah, that's pretty scary stuff, and that goes back to what we were talking about earlier regarding ignorance, apathy, indifference, and a lot of other terms and adjectives. You know, when people see these behaviors and they can't connect the dots and they don't even see studies, you know, double-blind clinical studies that show the efficacy of these products, never mind masks, and actually doing more harm than good, I just don't understand why people, unless it's a total plan for eliminating the individual and creating suppression, creating conformity, submissiveness, despair, and division and elimination of rights. It looks kind of like that's where the powers that be are going. Wouldn't you agree, Dr. Shilley?
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. And
so,
unless something happens in the next 4 years, we're there. It will not be reversible if it isn't changed within the next 4 years.
Wow. Well, that's pretty doggone scary, Dr. Shilley. You know, I know a lot of people. We talked about anxiety and depression, the units of measure of despair earlier in the show, and it's not good. And I'm just wondering, you know, I know a lot of people who have children, who have grandchildren, and they see, they read, they experience, they observe what's going on today. And you know, anxiety, suicide, obesity, overdose of drugs. It's really insane. And I think a lot of people don't know what to do and how to prepare for this. And that's why I've been asking about questions like superfoods, like supplements. If you have a certain budget and you wanted to really, and it was very limited, and you were just a little guy that couldn't do commerce anymore, what superfood or supplement for a low-income person would you recommend people really concentrating on with diligence, Dr. Shilley?
Whey, W-H-E-Y, protein or protein concentrate or isolate.
Okay, could you go into more detail?
Well, it's an extract from milk, so unless you're allergic to milk, it is one of the greatest proteins on the face of the earth. And you can get, you know, all you have to have of protein out of that. Now, I do like, as I said, also the hemp protein. Those are the two best. And it's a lot cheaper to buy it as a dried powder than it is to take it out of whole milk, for instance. But basically, although I do personally like to add sardines and salmon and fish of all kinds and a little bit of beef and liver, baby calf liver, all of those things, but the least expensive and the best quality is whey.
Okay. Now, regarding things like edible and medicinal plants and mushrooms in general, Dr. Shealy, what's your recommendation and feeling and knowledge about those topics?
Well, I love mushrooms. My favorite, I suppose, is reishi. But there's lion's mane and tiger tail and you know, there are a lot, cordyceps and pachoma. All of these are good. They are good for the immune system.
Okay. Now, Dr. Shealy, pardon me going bouncing back and forth with all these different topics of symptomology and disease states and organs and things, but I just think it's good variety for the listeners. Regarding, and I know this might be a litigious question, but, you know, you're seeing a lot of evidence, as I discussed with Austria and France and Merck saying what they're saying and a lot of countries backing off. Japan, they want clinical studies now before they start jabbing their people. They don't want just animal studies. They don't want fast-track vaccines. They really want to start looking into this. Now, could it be a setup to create some type of false efficacy so they can jab their people? Who knows? You never know these days. But when you see so much evidence of vaccines, especially the COVID vaccines, which we've discussed today on many shows in the past, having irreversible genetic damage, which is basically a crime against humanity, which is a crime against the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg Code, the Hippocratic Oath. If this information continues to come out, are we going to see physicians take the brunt by the powers that be and start losing medical license who did not refuse these COVID vaccines with all this new information coming out, Dr. Shealy?
I think it's highly likely that our stupid, ignorant, evil current government will actually begin to go that route sooner or later.
Wow. Living in interesting times, huh?
Well, that's a nice, kind way of putting it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the broadcast. We certainly appreciate you being here. Dr. Sheila, I appreciate all your knowledge. It's unbelievable the things that you know. And, practical experience always beats theory 100-1 every time. And, Dr. Sheila, regarding things like in our foods, I've talked about this before, like pseudo-estrogens or estrogen mimickers like soy products. Tofu is up to 90% estrogen. I've read that linseed oil and flax could have it, sesame seeds, wheat berries, wheat, barley, rye, oats, and they could have trigger autoimmune responses to things like gluten, and which a lot of people are sensitive to. But first, address the pseudo-estrogens or the estrogen mimickers in food and how dangerous that could be, and if there's any other culprits that you know of, Dr. Sheely.
Well, of course, I don't like wheat for many reasons, mainly because it has triple the Roundup in it of any other food. Now, unfortunately, I think it is absolutely unethical and immoral to call something organic today because 75% of the range throughout the country has Roundup in it. So if it had Roundup dropped out of the rain, it ain't organic. So that is the biggest concern of all. Monsanto, to me, is part of the great evil empire. Now, other than that, obviously soy is probably the top of the list. I do not personally eat any regular soy food like tofu and things like that just because I think it's worse than any other food. The most important thing is to get plenty of veggie vegetables and a little bit at least of the better fruits. And the veggie vegetables are huge. I mean, it's a list of 50 or more different kinds of fruits. But the green leafies especially are all excellent. Now, for people who don't like to waste their time, money, and energy, you can buy something called ORAC, Rich, R-I-C-H, Greens, a powder, one scoop of that is equal to 6 servings of vegetables. I mean, that's a cheap and inexpensive way to get your veggies and the antioxidants in them. Now, in addition, tart cherry juice, 2 tablespoons of tart cherry juice gives you the equivalent of 3.7 servings of fruits and vegetables. So those two supplements alone are far better than actually buying the vegetables and the fruits in the grocery store.
You know, Dr. Shealy, I mentioned gluten and the autoimmune response it can trigger, and everybody talks about gluten, gluten, gluten. When I buy bread for my chickens, my goats, at a bread store that I get at a discount because it's past the expiration date, 90% of that bread or whatever that pastry is, if it's gluten-free, they won't eat it because of the process that it takes to take out the gluten, never mind what gluten does originally.
That so, chickens is smarter than people.
Yeah, like decaffeinated coffee. When anything gets more processed, you hear the term processed food all the time, it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be good for you, does it, Dr. Shealy?
Absolutely not. More likely not.
Yeah, I mean, when you have chickens and goats refusing to eat it, that tells you something right there.
Absolutely.
Now, regarding you mentioned fruits and vegetables a lot. How do you categorize nuts? And
Most nuts are excellent. Most nuts are truly excellent. Protein especially, and some good fats.
And what dose or amount should a person eat? Should it be daily? And what nuts should they avoid?
Well, you know, to me, cashews and pecans are the best of, and walnuts are the best of the nuts. But there are others, of course. I suppose my favorite, just because I grew up on them, is pecans. And a handful, you know, whatever a snack is.
Okay. Is there any nuts that should be avoided for any reasons?
I don't think so. I mean, all the nuts have some value.
Okay. Now, Vince and I, we're going to talk a little bit tomorrow about silver, because he mentioned he wanted to discuss that in a different context, more of the value of it and, you know, the benefits of solar panels and stuff. Regarding antifungal, anti-tumor properties and health, do you recommend silver? Maybe put a coin in your water filter? What do you suggest, Dr. Fitzgerald?
I have to say I don't take it. I'm not opposed to it. A little silver is anti-infectious, if you will, but I don't personally add it.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Shealy, as always, it's been an honor to interview you. Your knowledge is second to none. Thank you so much for what you do for the people, and you have a great week, sir.
And the same to you, Rich. Thanks. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.